So first of all, Jordan, you're welcome to the studios of Highland, into a world final. You're heading to Lakeside at the start of the year. What's the reaction been like from the people of Donegal and further afield to what you've achieved?
Reaction has been great. Like, it's been very good. People have been shaking my hand left, right and centre. It's been the welcome I got whenever I came home was, didn't know what to do whenever I got out of care, like. Yeah. I was mad.
How long did it take you for it to settle in that what you have achieved and that you're going to be heading to a World Youth Final?
I'd only settled in there like really in the past week, but can't believe it yet. I'm over the moon, to be honest.
Yeah. It's a fantastic achievement, and Paddy, we've got you here as well, and it's been an awesome experience for this young man to be part of that, and now to get where he's got, it's a brilliant achievement.
Oh, it's great, man. It's great. I just can't believe it, to be honest with you. Like, we headed over and we weren't respecting the outcome. He done very, very good. Very good, innit? Very good.
It was fantastic to be there, and especially, I'm sure, that he fed off the reaction of all the other players that were there, and particularly all the Donegal supporters.
Oh, it was a good day, and all the Amish people got behind him when he come down into the last eight and semi-finals. Like, the atmosphere was unreal. It was very, very good, innit? Yeah.
Well, Jordan, let's recap now on those few days that you had in England, and it started off with a big match against Tony O'Shea. That was the Grand Slam qualifiers. What was it like going up against him?
It was a great experience now. To play somebody like Tony was, when I was seeing the draw, I was a wee bit nervous when I was seeing the draw, and to be playing someone like that there that you watched on TV, it was very good now.
What was his advice to you at the end of the game? Because you were there with all these players that were a lot older than you. What advice did he give you?
He told me to keep at it and that I was doing all the right things. And he says to me that I should be in the house playing the PlayStation and not playing him.
Darts has been around your house for a long time, Paddy, so it has, and you mentioned sitting at home playing a PlayStation. I'm sure that there's not much of that, given that he's practicing on the dartboard all the time down in Newton, is he?
Oh, that's right, that's right. Oh, there were times I wish he was at the PlayStation when he's at me at the board, but no, it's just darts. Darts is in our house for, like, I've played Donegal, I'd say it must be 20 years myself, and Jordan's taken over from me now.
Yeah. So, is he beating you well too, is he?
He's just about beating me, just about. So he is.
Yeah. You've been playing darts for a while, as we talked about at the start of the interview, but you got off to a very good start because you were the youngest ever champion in 2010 at 9 years of age. So the talent was recognised very early, Jordan.
Well, that there came to a bit of a shock as well. Like, when I end the over from ranking event, you have to be playing well as well. And, like, Ireland's one of the best about now in darts. Team 1 won them at 9. Couldn't believe that either.
Yeah. And he certainly knocked on and built on that victory in 2010. He's been improving all the time, Paddy.
Oh, definitely, aye. And I'll say it'll not be too long that he's pushing one or two of us old boys off the county team as well, I would say. But no, he's going well now.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to the tournament, Jordan. You moved on then to the youth qualifiers and to make that final. It was a busy day. You had six games in total, and it's a busy schedule for a young man.
It was hard to keep your concentration like throughout the day. To make a final, it's just unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah. And you had to beat the European number one en route to that, and you were 2-0 down, and you came back to one at 3-2. So obviously when you went behind and the calibre of the player that you were playing, it didn't faze you at all, did it?
No, not really. You have to keep at it and never give up. Like, you have to just keep on pegging and hope for the best, and hopefully he misses and you have to try and take advantage of it.
Yeah. There were some easy games in that run and there were some tough games as well, but in the final match against the player from the Netherlands, Job 10 Hoeveel, that was a match that you had to win 3-2. Would that have been the hardest of all those six games for you?
That was the hardest because the pressure and the atmosphere around me was second to none, to be honest. All the people were going mad as well, and the Irish got behind me. It was, to be part of it and playing it was amazing.
Yeah. And now you're going to play a guy from England, Josh Richardson. He's going to have the home support at the start of next year at Lakeside, but I'm sure you want to go and sort of upset the odds and take the victory.
Aye, we'll have the support there, but there'll be a lot of Irish over too, hopefully. I can keep them shouting.
If you're going to take victory against Josh at the start of next year at Lakeside in the World Youth Final, what do you think it's going to take to do that?
Keep your cool under pressure, like, and just block out the crowd and just play your own game at the board and just hit on everything you got, kind of, just give it your best.
And I suppose there'll be a lot of excitement now building over the next number of weeks and the next couple of months, Jordan, leading up to this final.
Oh, it'll be great. The build up to it will be unreal. It'll be everybody will be pushing me luck and all, and it'll be good to be involved in, kind of.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks for coming into the studio, Jordan, and to you, Paddy, as well, and taking him up. And we wish you all the best of luck now with your preparations for it, Jordan, because I'm sure you're going to be putting in a lot of hours on the board at the house and elsewhere building up to it. But I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody in Donegal. We're wishing you all the best in that final now at the start of next year.
I know, Bar. Thanks, Ashley.